The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
You know, Klaiso is blessed with many, many beautiful organizations. Many, many beautiful organizations. One of those beautiful organizations is called Lev La'achem, organization in Eretz Yisrael that works hard to give Jews who are not born or fortunate enough to born in a frum family and to help them go to a Jewish school, to a frum school, to get an education, a proper Torah-based education. Of course, this costs a lot of money, and Lev La'achem raises money for it, and they try to go and get students to come to their schools. The person nowadays who runs this organization, a wonderful person named Rav Eliezer Sorotskin, and he was in Eretz Yisrael. He said a while ago that he was in his office, and the phone rang, he picks it up, and there was a younger man, there was a person on the other side, and he says, "I'd like to make a donation." So Rav Eliezer Sorotskin was not the one who took care of that. He was about to give him the number to the office to call to make the donations. Before he can give the person the number, the fellow said, "Yeah, I have a steady donation of $10, but I'd like to change it." He thinks to himself, "Wow, a steady donation of $10 a month the person gives. And now he wants to change it." He says, "Well, what would you like to change?" He says, "Well, until now I was giving $10 a month. Now I want to give $11 a month. I want to change it by a dollar." So now Rav Sorotskin was very intrigued by this. He gives $10 a month and he wants to change it to 11. So he starts to speak to the person, "What's going on? Where all of a sudden are you able to do this?" He says, "Look, I don't have a lot of money, but I am in a certain night kail at night. And over there, they pay $100 a month. So once I was able to join this night kail, for this $100 a month, I take Maisa 10%. And that $10 a month, I give to Lev La'achem." But recently, they started something called Shmiras Hasdarim. Whoever comes on time the whole month, every night you're there on time, you get an extra bonus, a bonus of $10. $10, you get an extra bonus of $10. So now that I'm getting an extra bonus of $10, I want to give another 10%. I want to give $1 to Lev La'achem. So until now I gave $10, I now want to give $11. Rav Sorotskin was amazed by this, and he praised the person, and he himself took down the information. About 2 weeks later, he traveled to New York for fundraising, and he went together with Rav Uri Zohar. And while they were there, they were having supper, they're having lunch, supper, dinner at a person's house, someone who's a donor to the organization. They had dinner with him and they're having the dinner and they're speaking about all the things that were the projects they were working on in Lev La'achem. And when the dinner was over, the person takes out his checkbook, he writes a check, gives him a check for $5,000. Very appreciative, big check, $5,000. And they're getting ready to leave when Rav Uri Zohar turns to Rav Eliezer Sorotskin and says, "Tell him the story you told me on the way here." So, "Which story?" He says, "The story with that person with the $10, $11, tell him the story." So Rav Eliezer Sorotskin told over the story of this person who barely had any money, and from the little money that he had, he was giving $10 a month. And now, because he was getting an extra $10 a month for something, that $1 more he donated. The person who heard this was so moved by that story. He says, "Give him a check back." So now Rav Eliezer Sorotskin didn't want to get a check back. "What's going on?" He says, "Give me the check back." Gives the guy the check back. The person takes the check and he rips it up. Before they knew what happened, he takes his checkbook and he writes another check and he gives it to him. And they look, he doubled it to $10,000. He says, "This person is so amazing. I also want to do something amazing." They gave a check for $10,000. They finished their fundraising. They went back to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Sorotskin called up this younger man to tell him what effect his donation of the extra dollar had. A few weeks later, that same fellow from New York calls up Rav Eliezer Sorotskin and says, "You know, I'm coming to Eretz Yisrael for Simcha with two of my friends. Could you arrange for us to meet with Rav Uri Zohar again? I want to show my friends him. I'd like to meet with him." So they came and they met with Rav Uri Zohar. And he tells Rav Uri Zohar, "Tell me that story again with that person with the, I want my friends to hear it also. The $10 and the $1. Rav Uri Zohar says, "Okay." And he says over the story. And the person was amazed again. And he was getting ready to leave. And again, he writes out a check and he gives it to them. They walk out. Rav Eliezer Sorotskin looks at the check, $90,000. He wrote a check for $90,000. They were so excited. Him and Rav Uri Zohar got into the car. They drove straight to Aaron Leib Steinman's at Zatzal's house. They went inside and they told him what happened. And Aaron Leib Steinman says, "You see the power of $1, but a dollar that's given with Mesiras Nefesh." This younger man, he was probably thinking, "Okay, he's going to give a dollar. How much could that accomplish?" Did he know that $1 is going to generate over $85,000 in tzedakah? He didn't know. What he didn't know is that he wanted to support Lev La'achem, and he did whatever he can do. Because Hashem is not looking for how much money we give, but how we give that money.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. storiestoinspire.org.